Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Jazz has a loyal following here in Sacramento with clubs and live performances across the city. But jazz itself is a big genre. There are lots of styles and deep musical roots. A new performance series at the Sophia, that's in Midtown Sacramento, is looking to spread that love and knowledge of jazz all around. The series kicked off in April with plans to do 12 shows a year. The goal really is to cover a wide range of jazz's subgenres and styles for both aficionados as well as newcomers. And the series' next performance will be Miles Davis's Kind of Blue this Friday, May 10th, followed by John Coltrane's A Love Supreme on June 13th. Joining us now is saxophonist and educator Jacob Manricks. He is the curator of this new series and also one of its performers. Good afternoon, Jacob.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, I'd love to learn a little bit about yourself. How did you land in Sacramento and where did your love for music and jazz come from?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, my love for music and jazz came from my father's record collection, really, and his enthusiasm about the music. He studied in America. Both my parents were musicians, and he studied in Baltimore at Peabody Conservatory. And so he got hip to jazz. And then as I was growing up, I played piano, and then it was time to learn a new instrument. And they said, "What do you want to play?" I said, "I really love to play saxophone," because I'd heard so much about my grandfather, who was a jazz saxophonist, but never met him. He died quite young. So I got an alto saxophone. I was very lucky. And that was pretty much it. And then around 2000, I moved to New York City and to pursue further postgraduate studies and to try to connect with the musicians in New York and play with my heroes. And I was there for 14 years, and it was amazingly inspiring. And the other part of your question, how we got here, is, my wife was doing a residency in dermatology in New York at Cornell, and she got offered a job at UC Davis. And we had our third kid on the way, so we decided to give Sacramento a go, and we've been here ever since, about 9 years now, and we love it here.
What led to this intersection, because of course you're a musician and you're a performer and you're a lover of jazz, to actually have a series that where people can listen to jazz, of course, but also in an educational way?
Yeah, that's a great question, Vicky. Thanks. I think that quite often jazz can go over people's heads. People don't really know what it is, partly because there's so many different styles of jazz, and even the word jazz has been up for debate whether it's valid or not. But I think that educating or just discussing the music and giving some kind of social, political background about the time the music was done, and some insight into the process that was taken and how these musicians spontaneously create these melodies and harmonies and rhythms without reading anything, quite often without reading a single thing, and create something that's beautiful and can be enjoyed.
Tell us about the educational series, because you have a good amount of events at the Sophia that are happening this year. It kicked off in April. We have one on Friday, and it's going to be continuing through the end of the year.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if I'd go as far to say it's an educational series, but there's a narrative element to each of these stories where we give some perspective to the listener. We talk about the individual musicians that were on the recordings, and we discuss their styles and their approaches. And so that's kind of what, and the idea behind that is to just give the audience kind of a clearer picture. We also will point out some things to listen for, like maybe demonstrate a fragment of melody or a rhythmic style, and point that out and describe it to them, and maybe even try to get them to clap or sing along so that they can connect with the music and listen to it and appreciate it on a deeper level.
You sent us some examples, so we're going to get a little taste of what to experience.
Awesome.
Tell us, before we take a listen, tell us about Flamenco Sketches and what you want to illustrate.
Yeah, sure. So the concert we're doing Friday is, as you mentioned, is Kind of Blue, and it was kind of a pioneering, definitely a benchmark or a flagship album for Miles Davis and jazz in general. Many would say that is because it had modal jazz on it. So Flamenco Sketches is probably the most modal jazz song on that record. And there are five different modes. And you might be wondering what a mode is. Well, a mode or a scale is just a series of stepwise pitches that improvisers and composers draw on to create music, either as a composition in frozen time or in the moment as an improviser. So listen, when you're listening to this, I believe this track is, I think this is Miles Davis's solo on Flamenco Sketches, but see if you can hear the difference between these modes. Some of them sound happy, some of them sound more melancholic, and others even have kind of like an Iberian or Egyptian sort of flavor to them. And know that the soloist is improvising on these in real time and cueing his rhythm section, in other words, his bass player, piano player, and drummer, to go to each new mode as the music unfolds.
Let's take a listen. I mean, I feel that deliberateness, but also there is so much that needs to go right to get it to sound like that.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps when you've got six or seven of the best musicians ever in the studio at the same time. So, I hear what you're saying.
Well, let's move on to So What? And we have two different parts of this. The first one is the intro and the melody.
Thanks. So the intro and the melody of So What are great examples to listen to, partly because it highlights the fact that where the concept of this album was coming from. So the introduction, firstly, many believe, musicians in the band believe that it was actually not written by Miles. It was written by Gil Evans, who was Miles Davis's writing partner on Miles's first release as a leader, Birth of the Cool, 10 years prior to the recording of Kinda Blue. And the other part why this is a great example is that the melody of the song will demonstrate, again, the concept of modal music and modal jazz, where we have another important and defining characteristic of modal music is when the harmony or the scale has an extended duration. So it might go for 8 bars or 16 bars rather than a lot of traditional music or conventional music where you have a constantly changing chords or cadences or modulations into different keys. So it really helped musicians kind of take their time in their solos and build some beautiful music.
Let's take a listen. I mean, whether you are an avid jazz listener or not, I mean, that song is pretty iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely has a familiarity to it. But it's awesome when you actually get to learn about it ahead of time because there's more active listening that's going on.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the perks of my job. I get to do research about the music before I play it. I love doing that and trying to share my passion of the music with the audience. That's definitely something that I love about it.
So let's stick with So What, but now let's end with the Miles Davis solo.
Yeah, this solo is, as Quincy Jones, the great producer and jazz arranger, he said that this was possibly one of the best improvised solos in all of jazz. So I hope you enjoy it too.
Let's take a listen. I mean, I know what people will take away is just a great time listening to jazz, but it also must be such a treat for you to actually see these light bulbs going off, you know, in the audience as people are actively listening to iconic music.
100%. And that's the whole purpose and the philosophy behind putting a series like this together is to try to give the audience a greater understanding of what they're listening to and appreciation for it. It's like anything. The more you know about it, the more you can appreciate it. And jazz is definitely under that umbrella, too.
Well, last question. Where can people get tickets to the show? What do you want people to know? Because there's one this Friday, May 10th.
Yeah, come check it out. It's going to be great. There's a really fantastic band. It's May 10th at 7 p.m. at the Sophia or the B Street Theater, which is 2700 Capitol Avenue. You can call the box office at 916-443-5300. And there is a discount on tickets. You can buy one, get one free for those people who know this code, Inside Jazz.
Oh, Insight Jazz?
Insight Jazz.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Jacob. And this does rebroadcast at 7 p.m. So I know people listening, that's a good deal for
that's
a great
fun.
Time.
I'll get to listen back to how silly I sounded.
Absolutely not. Jacob, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Vicky.
Jacob Manrix is a saxophonist and educator, as well as a performer and curator of a new jazz series at the Sophia. The series' next performance will be Miles Davis' Kind of Blue. It's happening this Friday, May 10th. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.